Thank you, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you worship you. Ancient of Days, we give you all the glory. The one who has no beginning, who has no ending, we worship you. The governor of all nations, we bow before you. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Tonight, as we gather together to dine with you, please, we ask that you will come down and be with us in Jesus' name. And we are praying that even before this night is over, your children will have dominion. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people and tell him or her it's going to be well with you in Jesus' name. And then you may please be seated. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians 4. Verse 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The elders have a saying. They say it is what a bird had eaten that it uses to fly. It's what is inside the bird that gives it the ability to fly. In Ephesians chapter 3, from verse 14 to 21, Ephesians 3, 14 to 21, when Paul was praying for the Christians in Ephesus, he prayed that God will strengthen them in the inner man. Strength in the inner man. You see, because this month we are discussing dominion. We are discussing be in charge. We are discussing being on top. And I'm praying for every one of you that before this week is out, You will be in charge. What gives you dominion? To a very large extent, is what is inside you. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, the Bible says, little children, you have overcome. And the reason you have overcome is because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. What gives you victory? What makes you an overcomer? What puts you in charge? What gives you dominion? Is what is inside of you. That will explain to you, therefore, the value of the Holy Communion. When you look at the kingdom of birds, you discover that the one who has dominion in the kingdom of birds is the eagle. And you discover that the eagle is different from all other birds because of what it eats. It eats flesh. It drinks blood. And whatever it kills for food, whether it's another bird or a rat that he sees or something else, he's already eating it even when that thing is still alive. It eats flesh, never dead bodies. That's why it's sure above all other birds, because of what it eats. And when you look at the kingdom of animals, the king is the lion. And what does the lion eat? Not rotten meat. Many a times he's already eaten the animal it has caught, even before that thing is fully dead. Fresh flesh, fresh blood. It will interest you to know that when the lion speaks, it roars. Other animals tremble, because they know that here comes the one who has dominion. That's why true children of God, when it is time for them to speak, they don't murmur. They roar. When true children of God shout hallelujah, they don't murmur it. One of the ways of discovering when the child of God is already dying is by the loudness of their shout of hallelujah. You can't eat the bread of life and drink the blood of life, and it won't show. not possible. The Lord Jesus Christ offered his body to the disciples while he was still alive. At the Last Supper, he took the bread, gave thanks, broke it, and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." He was still alive when he was saying that. And after that, he took the cup. "Take, drink, this is my blood." He was still alive. When you come to the table tonight, and you come to take the bread that signifies the body of Jesus Christ, and to drink the wine signifying his blood, let it sink into your spirit that you are eating something that is symbolic of the body of Jesus Christ. You are drinking something that is symbolic of his blood. And you are eating and drinking of the body and blood of the one who is alive forevermore. How many of you believe that Jesus is alive? And let me hear you shout hallelujah. As a matter of fact, because Jesus Christ is not just alive, but he's the living lion of the tribe of Judah, and we are his children, I don't think we should even be asking you to shout. We should be asking you to roar. Since I'm sure many of us are in a hurry to be in dominion, in a hurry to be in charge, in a hurry to be in absolute control, I won't waste your time. I will be inviting you to the table in a moment, because we want to partake of the flesh and blood of the living lion of the tribe of Judah, the one who lives forever, the one who is seated high above principalities and powers, the one who has all enemies under his feet. I believe that tonight is going to make a great difference in the life of someone, because the bird flies with what is inside. And some of us will begin to fly from now on. That's why the Bible says specifically, the Holy Communion is not something you just take casually. It's a miracle-working meal. And so if you know you are not yet a child of God, you are not yet born again, don't take the Holy Communion, because it has a power enough to heal, enough power to chase out every demon inside of you, and it has enough power to kill. So if you are not yet a child of God and you want to partake of the Holy Communion, you better surrender your life to him. Surrender your life to Jesus. Let the blood wash away your sins. Become a child of the living God. And then you'll be ready to take of the body and of the blood of the Lamb. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, if there's anyone and you are not sure of your salvation, come quickly. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. I know there's quite a lot of you in the old arena. So if you are there, and you want to give your life to Jesus, you better begin to really run. And those of you who are here, come and stand before the altar, because we're about to partake of a meal that can give you dominion. Talk to the Almighty God and ask Him to be merciful unto you. Ask Him to save your soul. Ask Him to become your Lord and Savior. Ask Him to make you a child of the living God. Go ahead, talk to the Almighty. And the rest of us, let's stretch our hands towards these people and intercede for them. Pray that the one who saved our souls will save their own souls also. Pray that the blood that cleanses from all sins will wash us clean and wash them clean, so that they too can become children of the living God. Let's pray for them. Intercede for each and every one of them, that they will have genuine salvation today and their life will never be the same again. We want to pray for salvation now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. My Father, my God, we want to say thank you for your word. Thank you for the blood that you shed for us. And thank you for the power mighty in that blood to cleanse from all sins. We commit all these people into your hands, Lord. Please receive them. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Write their names in the book of life. And from now on, let them become true children of the living God. And from this moment onward, anytime they call on you, please answer them by fire. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, those of you who have given your life to Jesus Christ today, congratulations. We will collect the information I need from you, your name, your address, and your prayer requests. And I promise you, I'll be praying for you. God bless you as you begin to go. Let's give the Lord a big round of applause for these people as they begin to go. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, as we eat the bread tonight, your prayer will be, I am eating life. And so every agent of death in my body, get out. When it is time to drink the wine, I will tell you how to pray. Remember, you keep the wine until we have all been served. And then we drink together as one as we pray. The Lord Jesus, the very night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go ahead and pray that I eat life. And everything that pertains to death in my body, get out right now. Go ahead, eat, and pray.
This is my body, broken for you. As you eat it, remember. And as you eat, remember me. This is my body.
Come and pray. up, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Please come and quench this thirsty of my soul. Oh, bread of heaven, fill me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it, Lord, and make me.
Amen. Amen.
I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsty of my soul. Bread of heaven, fill me till I want. Fill it, Lord, and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord.
Fill my cup, Lord.
I
lift it up, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Come and quench
this thirsty
of my soul.
The wine tonight, you're going to say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I drink to dominion. And from now on, I will be in charge. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, I drink to dominion. From now on, I will be in charge. I will be on top of every situation in my life. Ramoshike randre kere mokotunde kere makashata. Ike kerendere moko ronde kere makashi kerende ke moko tunda. Kandre moko shikere makatandere makashi ke koto rondre re moko shanda. Rakoko rembonko shaka dandere. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So shall it be in Jesus' name. The Almighty God will grant your request in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's remain seated and remain in an attitude of worship. And then, as usual, let's take our Thanksgiving offering. I want to say thank you to the Lord for making such a sacrifice for us, for making an arrangement whereby thousands of years after he left this world, we can still eat of his body and drink of his blood. So let's take our offering and with joy in our heart, knowing that from now on, by the grace of God, we will be in charge. Let's dance with the nearest basket, drop our offering, and then celebrate, shake hands with as many people as you want, as you dance back to your seat. Over to you, band.
Yeah.
So once again, Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the bread. Thank you for the wine. Thank you for life. Thank you for dominion. Glory be to your holy name. Father, please bless the offerings of your children. Receive it, O Lord. Sanctify it. And I pray that we will never lack again. Almighty God, we commit tomorrow into your hands. As we gather together for the Holy Ghost service of your youth convention, the kind of miracles and signs and wonders we have never done before, Father, just pour them down on all of us. At the end of it all, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let someone shout a really big hallelujah.